on Perek Yotzeh. Yesterday we started the topic of Shiflus Adam. It's a little intense, and we have to be careful, as I mentioned yesterday. Everyone has to know themselves and know where they take each of this topic to. He quotes the pasuk, El na'arot v'sadok v'deshim rabah v'nora akol shivav, which is referring to the Malachim. The Malachim are even closer to Hashem than we are. Liyotam yoter krovim elav yitbarach mibnei aguf ha'chomri. Kal lehem yoter lidmod shevach gedulato. And therefore it's easier for the angels to acknowledge Hashem and recognize Hashem. Al kein mor'o alehem yoter mimashuhu al bnei adam. And therefore, the Tehillim tells us that they have more awe of Hashem. If you're aware of something, you're able to sense it more. If you're not aware of something, you're not... Like when you have a siren that goes off. I remember once I was in Chutz Aretz, at a time where in Israel there were sirens, and I was in Chutz Aretz, and I was in a school. And the school bell was the exact same sound as the sirens of rockets falling from Gaza. The exact same sound. It was in your school. And I was giving a shiur, and suddenly the school bell went, like, jump! That's what I was used to. That's what that sound represents. And all the boys were laughing at me. It wasn't your year. It was a different year. And all the boys were laughing at you because everyone who comes from Israel, that always happens. They were laughing because that meant something to me in the context. And it didn't mean that to them in that context. So sometimes you're in the same situation, the same scenario as someone. But for one person, it means one context, and there's a response that their body will have and that their emotions will have. And for another person, it won't have that same response. So if that school kids would come to Israel and they would be standing, you know, in Ashkelon or in Sderot, and suddenly that same sound would go, they'd say, oh, that sounds just like our school bell. Boom! I mean, that wouldn't be good. I mean, you have to know the right context of what something means in any particular role. So really, Yirat Mora Hashem is the same for us and for the angels. Just they are closer, more aware of what the context of that is. They don't have the sins that we have that block between us and Hashem to be able to have, therefore they don't have the distance. And they also, they're created on a level which is more aware of Hashem with less distance. They're more aware. So we can learn from them, even if we're not, like in other words, if those boys would be in Ashkelon, they should see what other people are doing and follow suit. If they see other people are taking shelter, they should take shelter as well. Because you might not be sensitive to what that sound means, but you can learn from the people who are more aware of it, are more knowledgeable than you. You see from them what the right sound is. So when we read about the angels having a level of Yiras Shamayim, even though we're not necessarily naturally aware of what that means, but we can tap into they who are closer, who have more of an understanding of it. V'amnam David HaMelech haya meshabeach v'omer eshtachaveh hek ha'kodshecha b'yirasecha. V'ketiv mipnei shemi nichat hu. ואומר אלוקיי בושתי ונחלמתי להרים אלוקיי פני אליך. ואולם העירה הזאת צריך שתתקבר בלב תחילה. Now it's true that even people are able to reach this level on some degree. I don't know if David HaMelech is a good example for all of us. He was on someone who was a much, much higher level than we are. But David HaMelech was not an angel, but nevertheless able to reach a level where he was able to testify about himself that he'd reached the level of this era. But then the Mitzvah Shem gives an important quote that I feel is crucial. I was contemplating earlier today, what's better? And this is like something that I've thought about often. Someone who has a high level of Yirat Shamayim, but it's not fully genuine, meaning he aspires towards it, but it's not genuine, or someone who doesn't have a high level of Yirat Shamayim, but he knows exactly who he is and what his level is, and he's very authentic with himself. So you hear both sides. On the one hand, like this person is living the dream. He understands what the aspirations are supposed to be, and he's living it. And this person is living who he is right now. And he's not trying to be someone that he's not. You can hear both sides. So Mr. Sharm says, Yira azos tzerich shtitgaber b'leiv tchila. This type of yira that we're describing now has to first develop and strengthen within the heart. V'achar kach tira'e pu'ulateya. And only afterwards it should be expressed in action. Gam be'evere haguf. Only afterwards it should be expressed in action. Halohema, and what is the expression in the body that will covered harosh v'shtachavaya? One's head is somewhat bent down, and someone's leaning over slightly. Shiflut ha'inayim, person's eyes are always looking down. Kfifut ha'adayim, person like folds his hands. Ke'eved katan lifnei melech rav, he's aware that he's in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu the whole time, and therefore he doesn't walk around. The Gemara says that it's arrogant for a person to walk around with his back straight up as he walks around. as if to say, I'm the boss, so I'm controlling what's going on. A person should walk in somewhat of a humble position. And also says in the Gemara, Rava pachar yadei omatze. And Rava would fold his hands like this, and then he would daven. Amar, and he would say, why am I doing this? Ka'avda kame mari. I'm like a servant in front of my master. And then really we have now a steer within the words of the Mr. Tisho himself. Because we learned earlier in the Mr. Tisho that if a person doesn't feel that they're on a level where they are able to act a certain way, they should act like that way anyway. And by acting like that way, then they will become to be like that way. And now he's saying that a person should not act in that way. It first has to develop in the heart. And only after it's developed in the heart, then a person's actions should naturally follow. But a person shouldn't act in that way until... So what's going on? Are we supposed to fake it until we make it, or are we not supposed to? Here it sounds like we're not supposed to. Earlier it sounds like we are supposed to. So maybe you could say that the difference is, we're talking here on the level about Yirat Shamayim, not about positive traits that a person wishes to acquire. If a person wishes to acquire the trait of Chesed, to be a Baal Chesed, then there, it's not about your level of Yirat Shamayim. It's about, are you trained? Is it something which has become second nature for you to do good deeds? That, even if you don't feel like it, you should do it. Act in a way which is a good way to act. And if you do, then slowly but surely it will become second nature to who you are. If you're not happy right now, but you do acts which make people happy, you start singing, you start going and doing good deeds out there, go for a run, go for a jog, I don't feel like it. I know you don't feel like it, but do it anyway. Go for a run and jog and sing along the way. I don't feel like it. Just do it and you'll see what effect it will have. That's talking about traits. Traits. You want to acquire more chesed, you want to acquire more simcha, you want to acquire more, you don't feel like leaving your room and running to the Beit Medrash in the morning. You don't feel like it. You feel like walking slowly, taking your time to get there. But you say, you know, but I want to acquire within myself that I'm enthusiastic, that I'm Swiss, that I care about Torah learning. So Bli Neida, I'm taking it upon myself for the next week until Shabbos, that when I leave my room to go to the Beit Medrash, I'm going to run. I'm going to run. And that way I'll run to the Beit Medrash and it'll develop with me. That will then generate within you that you're excited about it. Because you'll get there all panting and excited and let's go. Well, I'm going to learn. What am I learning now? You'll get into it. But when it comes to Yiras Shamayim, Yiras Shamayim, if Chas V'Shalom person fakes Yiras Shamayim, then he's arrived. Oh, I don't need to actually work on my inner world now. I've already got it. Look at me. How holy I am. Look how holy I am. Look at that. I hope everyone notices how humble I am. Can everyone see how humble I am right now? You see with their head and their hands. Did everyone notice how humble I am? Did you see? So it's a problem there. There a person could fool themselves. And if a person starts acting in a humble way, then he gufa will prevent them from becoming humble. So here it, on the contrary, a person can't pretend they're humble with the hope that humility will come, because by pretending they're humble, they'll assume they're already humble. With chesed, if you pretend you're doing chesed, then you are doing chesed. you're doing a good thing. So by doing a good thing, it'll become second nature. But by pretending you're humble, it doesn't make you humble. It's an inner world. It's your humility that you have to first ensure that you have within your inner world. Very similar to what Rav Lowy was just saying on the other extreme, on the other direction. There was once a boy who came here who, like Rav Lowy said, his role models of people that he looked up to were people who dressed a certain way. And he wanted to dress that way on the day that he came. Like, I'm in yeshiva, that's it. I'm going and buying and I'm going to wear. I said, wait. Why do you want to wear that? What is it going to make a difference? He said, because that means I have Yirat Shamayim and it means I must wear that. I'm saying, it doesn't mean that. It just means you bought that and you put it on. I said, if you feel that that symbolizes that you're a Muslim and you have Yirat Shamayim, then work on yourself for a period of time. And when you acknowledge that you are actually like that, there's no end, you know, but you see you're on the path to that you've proven to yourself, then as a reward, you can buy yourself an item which you feel symbolizes it. Like Rabbi says, it's all external, it doesn't make a difference. But Chas V'Shalom, a person could use the external in place of the internal work. And that would be a tragedy. Because then a person would say, I'm already there, I've already arrived. I bought a particular type of garment, and therefore I don't need to work on my inner world. And he did, Baruch Hashem. He waited a few months, sometime after, between Hanukkah and Purim. He came back to me and he said, I think I've proved myself, I've learned well, I've learned stark, I'm growing myself, I'm working on my mitzvahs. I feel like now I'm on that path, that's that represented to me. I said, but as a bracha, now that it's come from the inner world, it's true to you. If you need the external thing or it helps you, then go ahead and do it. It's irrelevant. It's totally irrelevant. But now it's representing something true. So said, regarding Yirat Shamayim, it first has to be the inner world and then. New topic. We're going to speak now about honor. Kfar hitanu alei chazal, the pasuk, ze keli vanveyu. So speaking now about giving honor to mitzvahs, giving honor to Torah and to mitzvahs, to items, which you're going to use to serve Hashem. And we learn that from a pasuk, this represents the way that I'm relating to Hashem, ze keli, if I'm talking about a tefillin or a mezuzah, some item which represents my way of serving Hashem. This is not, I'm not saying ze keli, this is my God, but I'm saying this is my way of expressing my service of Hashem. Vanveyu, I'm going to beautify this item that I'm going to use to serve Hashem. Hitna'e lefanav mitzvah. Tzitzis na'e. Should wear tzitzis, which are good quality tzitzis and are clean. Tfilin na'e. And when you have tefillin, you should make sure that the klaf was a good quality klaf, and the lines were written straight, and the sofer wrote very accurately in a straight way, with the letters formed and shaped appropriately. Sefer Torah na'e, lulav na'e. V'chel amru chazav bavakama. Hidur mitzvah ad shlish. If a person wishes to add extra beyond the basic level of the mitzvah, they can add up to a third. Ad kan mishelo. That doesn't mean that you're not allowed to spend more. It just means that ad kan mishelo, that's how much you should spend more. Mikan ve'elach, if you spend more beyond that, mishel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you can spend more, but you'll get that money back. Meaning, you of your own money should spend an extra third. If you end up spending more than that, that's going to be on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's account. Harei dat siftotehem baru milelo. You can see from the words of Chazal here, very clearly, She'ein dai ba'asot ha-mitzvah bilvad. Now we're on the level of Hasidus now. We're not talking about doing the Ikka mitzvah. We're not talking about Shulchan Aruch. We've gone beyond Shulchan Aruch. We're keeping Shulchan Aruch. That's the baseline. We're keeping Shulchan Aruch, but now we're looking, how can we build a relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu even further, even greater? So therefore, it's not enough just to say, what is the mitzvah and I'll do it. But rather, you have to honor the mitzvah and glorify the mitzvah. And that, ultimately, that's what's going to build the relationship. I think we talked about this beforehand. When a person has a ketubah, the ketubah says the basic obligations that a person has to his wife. If a person says, I know that I need to ensure that the ketubah is fulfilled, then on the one hand, there's no claims for a get, because he did fulfill the ketubah, but there's also not going to be any relationship there. However, if he buys a flower, a chocolate, things which are so insignificant, and it doesn't say them in the ketubah at all, but those are things which are extra, they're hidul. And they show that he cares. They show that it's important. The relationship is important. That's what's going to build the relationship much, much more than the ketubah itself. You have to have a ketubah. Not allowed to stay in the same house for one night without a ketubah. You have to have the ketubah. That's the baseline. That's the basic. That's going to make sure that you know what the responsibilities are. But that's not going to build the relationship either. The relationship is going to be built from the hidul, from the kavod. And the kavod comes specifically from things which are not what's obligatory, but from you going beyond what's obligatory and showing that you really care and that you're willing to invest in this relationship. And therefore, our goal as a chassid, as chassidus, is the chabda v'la hadra v'lo tzi mimi shel hakera tzmo yomar ein kavod ela lebnei adam hamit pasim b'havalim eile. There are people who want to excuse themselves from having to invest more in avodat Hashem. They say, honor is a thing for base people. Honor is a thing for people who are looking for honor, people who are petty. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's not interested in that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is beyond that. Hashem is not petty. HaKadosh Baruch Hu eino choshesh lezeh, hu meromam medevar meila, hu nizgav mehem. V'kevin sham mitzvah na'aseh tzla amitah, dai bezeh. I'm going to do the mitzvah. That's what God asked for. That's what I need to do. That's the claim of a person who's trying to save some money and not invest in a better quality tefillin, a better quality lulav and esrog. Haemeti, the truth is, Ha'adon Baruch Hu nikra kel hakavod. It's fascinating. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called the God of honor. We have to understand this. God is called the God of honor. It says in the end of Pirkei Avos, Kol ma shebarati, lo barati ela lichvodi. Everything that I made for my honor. That seems so strange. According to these people's claims, that wouldn't be written in Pirkei Avos, because that would be very petty. Hashem does everything for the sake of his honor. Haimeti sha'anu chayvim lachabdo. It's not that Hashem needs the honor, but we need to honor him. Anu chayvim lachabdo. Af al pi sha'enu tzarich lechavodeinu. He doesn't need our honor. It's not for Hashem. It would be petty if Hashem needed it. Hashem kivyochol is not shalem. And therefore, he only feels full if he receives honor from us. And if we're going to honor him, that's like what all the pop stars and the sports people, that's what they're like. If I have fans, then I'm worth something. If I don't have fans, I'm not worth anything. How many people are following me, and how many people like me, and how many people have bought my album? That's what a person judges himself by, how other people think he's worthy. That's pathetic, because a person doesn't recognize his own worth unless he looks what other people think of him, and then he judges himself by how many other people have given him a like. That really is petty. But that's not what we mean here when we say that a Kodesh Baruch Hu needs honor. He doesn't need honor for his sake. He has shleimus without us. But we need honor. Why do we need the honor? Lo kvodeinu chashuv. It's not important to him, for him, that we give him honor. V'safun lefanav. O memi shema'et bezeh v'makom shaya yachol laharbot, eino elo chote. If a person had opportunity to honor, and he didn't honor, he's chote. What does the word chote actually mean? Chote is when you're shooting an arrow, and instead of the arrow hitting the target, it misses. It's not a problem from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's perspective. He has shleimus. But we would be missing the mark if we wouldn't give Hashem honor. Because we wouldn't know what we're aiming towards. We wouldn't know what we're trying to accomplish. If it's very clear to you, for example, if you have a role model, and it's clear to you, you wish to be like that role model, and therefore you're working towards that role model, then you say, I'm honoring someone, I like the traits of that person, I like the Yotra Maim of that person, I like the Derech HaLim of that person, that's someone who I look up to, I respect them, and therefore now I have a target which I'm aiming towards. Obviously, I don't want to be exactly like them, there's things that I'm going to be uniquely me, but there are certain aspects of what I see in them which I'm honoring, and I wish to work towards. That person is not Chote. He's honoring what he wants to work on and towards. He has a clear target in sight. So when it says in the end of Pirkei Avos, Kol ma shebara HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lo bara ela lichvodo, it doesn't mean that Hashem is lacking and he needs honor, chas v'shalom. But rather, Hashem has presented to us what we should be aiming towards. He's given us mahu rachum afatarachum, he's given us a model which we can look at and say, I wish to be more godly. I wish to be more holy. I wish to be more God-like. How can I do that? I will learn Torah. I will see God's way. And I will align myself with God's way. And that's what it means to give honor to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, when you wear tefillin, then you're essentially wearing that which you're trying to be like. You're trying to say, I want to be more godly. And this is how I become more godly. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mind is geared towards. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has commanded. And therefore, by me dressing in this way, I'm in line with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When I take a lulav and etrog, it's something which if it would be a different branch and leaf and fruit, it wouldn't have any significance at all. But because it's specifically where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is commanded, so I'm saying, I'm giving honor to Hashem. I'm showing that Hashem's word is precious to me. And specifically by making it more honorable and more expensive and investing in it more, and there's more hidur there, it shows that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm fully willing to invest in your word. Other things are less important to me. Your word is what's important to me. I'm aligning myself towards you. And that's giving honor to Hashem. It's not for his sake. But by us honoring Hashem, it enables us to make clear what our target is, to become more godlike. Hashem made us B'Tzelem Elokim. And by us honoring him, by doing his will, and by doing his will in a way which shows that we're excited about it and willing to invest in him, we're fulfilling the B'Tzelem Elokim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu places in us. In the opening chapter of Malachi, Ki tigshun iver lizboach ein ra. Hakrivehu na lefechatecha, hayotzecha, o hayisa panecha. When a person brings a korban, which is not an appropriate korban, it has a mum, would you do that as someone who you honored? You wouldn't ever do that. If it's someone who you really respected, you would make sure that the gift looks appropriate and looks nice and is well wrapped. And then you would present it to them. Why? Because you have honor for that person. You care about that person. You wish to connect that person. So said Malachi, it's ra what you're doing if you don't act with honor. Now we thought until that was not ra, I'm keeping the Shulchan Aruch. It's true that you're keeping the Shulchan Aruch, but you've missed the whole point. The whole point is the relationship with HaKadosh Baruch. It's about connecting to Hashem. So the person is keeping Shulchan Aruch, and he's saying, is that good enough for you? I did what you asked for in the books. Is that okay? Is that enough? It's ra, because it's breaking the relationship in a way. By only doing exactly what God asked for, and then I'm off duty. But if a person is looking to honor HaKadosh Baruch Hu and show Hashem, this is precious to me. I care, Hashem, about the relationship. I'm willing to invest in it. I'm going to find ways to invest in it more. And if there's a sefer that I can buy, and I can buy a sefer with a nicer binding, or if I can write my notes and I can write them more clearly, or if I can buy an item of a mitzvah, I'm going to do it in the best way possible. Because this is my way, Hashem, of showing that I want to invest in this relationship, that I care about you. That's what's actually creating the closeness. That's not ra. That's tov. Because you haven't been chote. You've hit the mark. Chazal warn us. Leitnaheg hefech zeh ba'avod. That when we serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we should do the opposite of what Malachi was just saying. בעניין מים שנית גלו, שלא יסננים במסננת. מטעם אמור דאמרי להדיות, לגבוה מי כאמה, ליצי הקריבי הונה לפחתך. ראינה מה חסר יש למים שנסתננו, והמותרים הם להדיות, אפילו הכי אסורים הם לגבוה, משום שאינו דרך כבוד. There are certain things which, if you would come to drink them, you would drink them. But for the honoring of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for pouring nisuch ha-mayim, you want to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you're willing to go an extra mile. You wouldn't go even further than you would go for yourself. So the way that we practically do that is, during the week, we eat certain levels of food. But on Shabbos, we eat higher levels of food. During the week, we wear a certain level of clothing. But on Shabbos, we wear a higher level of clothing. Why do we do that? We're coming to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The week, Kivyachol, is not Hashem's day. Of course, all the time it's Hashem's day. But the Shabbos is the day which we're showing Shabbat Hayom LaHashem. We're showing one day that I want to show honor towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a refined way. So I will reserve it for Shabbos. And I will show Hashem, this relationship is precious to me. I'm going to take one day and go beyond. I'm going to do everything in the most precious way, Hashem, to show you that it's about the relationship. Ah, you might say that as long as I added one extra thing, I had a fish that I don't normally eat, I could do that. But I could show HaKadosh Baruch Hu even more beyond that. I'm going to wear nice clothing, and I'm going to just, of course, there are people who use that as a trick, because they really only care about themselves, and it's a way of showing off. They're not doing it for the sake of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if we're talking about people who are authentic here, people who are over the Hashem, they'll make sure that they won't have something during the week. They'll reserve it for Shabbos to show they're doing it for the sake of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we're in the middle of the topic of honor, and what we've clarified is that a chosid is someone who goes beyond the halacha. He finds ways to do the mitzvahs in a more honorable way, in a more respectful way. And the mindset behind it is not Hashem to show off, but the mindset behind it is, I want to go beyond the letter to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu that it's not about the action, it's about the relationship. It's not about doing the mitzvah that God commanded me, but showing myself that this is precious to me. Because by doing the extra mile shows myself that I care about this, I'm aligning myself with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and developing the Keshe with Him. Yishar Koach. This is probably the last time this week we're going to be learning.